to the Believe in the Challenge podcast, a show that dives into the MTV's challenge universe. I'm your host, Katie Wolski, and I will be recapping episodes, breaking down challenge news, and interviewing castmates from the show. Before we start, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and show us some love by rating us 5 stars. Today we are talking about episode 6, From Teresa with Love. And we have a special guest, Jordan Dollinger.
Hello, everyone.
Jordan, tell them a little bit about why you love the challenge.
Okay, so thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited. I'm literally about to explode. I'm so happy to be here. The challenge is literally one of my most favorite shows ever. I've been watching it since I was in high school, which was a long time ago, I guess, now that I'm thinking about it. Oh my goodness. I'm having a midlife crisis. So yeah, it's one of my favorite shows ever. I've been watching it for so long. It's so much fun. It's literally a show that I have always dreamed about being on, like in my next life, or maybe this one, who knows, holler at me, MTV. Yeah, I just love it. I think it's so fun. All of the challenges are like things that I think are so entertaining to watch. And I love the cast and I just love the show. And I think it's so fun. And it's evolved so much over the years, which is why I think I like it too, because there are a lot of shows that have been on for a long time, but this one has changed so much. I feel like every season's something different. So I'm always excited to watch it. And yeah, I love it so much. It's my favorite.
Oh my God. We love this. I love your enthusiasm.
I'm so nerdy about it. Like really, like I geek out so much about it. And a lot of people know what the show is, but for some people who don't, they're like, what is this like empty? What are you talking about? And I'm like, yeah, let me tell you about it. Like, but yeah, I literally geek out about it. It's like I just love it.
I know. It's crazy because I personally, none of my friends watch it. And like, it drives me crazy that like none of my friends watch it. And I'm like, you guys don't understand.
Yeah. You have to pull them in. Like my like mom watches it now because
since I've been home, I've been watching and she's like, well, what are you watching? Literally, I'm like, you're welcome, MTV, for your viewership.
I know. I'm like, I'll take my 5%. Thank you. I've literally got all my friends to watch it over the years. Boyfriends of past and present, bless them.
I love it.
Yeah. And yeah, you have to bring them in because I'm the same way. I want to talk about it. I want to discuss. I want to talk game strategy. I want to act like I'm there, even though I'm not. And then people are like, what are you even saying? I'm like, y'all, if we can watch The Bachelor, we can watch The Challenge.
Oh my God.
Please.
The Bachelor is absolutely ridiculous. Like, I do watch that show just to be a part of the conversation because I need to know what's happening. But it is utter ridiculousness. And like, The Challenge, I feel like, is just, I don't know, it's just such a better show.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's got love, competition. Yeah, it's got everything.
I love competition shows. So I'm all about it.
Yeah, same. All right, so let's get into this episode, From Teresa with Love. So
or not.
Very much about.
No love.
Very much about Teresa this episode, which I don't know if you guys listened to last week. I did slightly complain about her, and I might have been a little too harsh. I don't hate Teresa, but what I feel like she was doing with Anissa and the new rookies just isn't good. Like, that's not, it's one thing to play the game, but it's another thing to betray your closest, your number one in the game.
Right. Yeah. So my whole thing is that I always have to remember that you really have to take everything with a grain of salt because everything that we see is obviously not everything that happens.
For sure.
It's obviously a TV show and there's probably a lot of things that are left out. Yeah. I think it's a tough position for her because she was very much like in no man's land and she's with Jay, who is also very much in no man's land. And I actually really like Jay.
Jay.
I'm like really a fan of him. The whole thing at the end, you know, when he was talking to Kyle, I wasn't like a big fan of how he handled that. But in general, like I'm a Jay fan, but I just feel like they were in no man's land. And I feel like Teresa's thought process probably was, and she said at the beginning of the challenge, she was like, if I don't win, they're probably going to send me in. So she like already knows that. So I don't think it was like that surprising that she wanted to make like this big power move with sending in Cam against Ashley, because even if she just threw in like a rookie per se and like helped Ashley out, like Ashley probably wasn't going to help her the next week. Like she wasn't whatever she did, she wasn't moving up on anyone's like totem pole. She was only going to pretty much stay where she was or go down. So I think she just like weighed the risk, and that's why she, you know, went for the move. But when it shows the scene when she went into Cam's room and she's like, if you want it, like you got it. I feel like ever since, like, what was it, two episodes before, when Fessy like nodded to Tori that he wanted to go in, and Tori was like, okay, like you got it. Like that's like,
right.
I feel like that's like never been a thing before. Like, I feel like that is not, people pretty much have their decisions made beforehand, or if they want to switch their decision on the spot. I don't feel like it's been always like people are given like the wink, click, you know, like, like, I don't know.
Wink, want to go in.
Right. Like touching the ear, touching the head, like spin around. And I'm like, is that a sign? Like, it's, I just like don't find that. So I feel like ever since Fessy did that, now people have opened that gateway to be like, all right, when we see it, like give me the wink nod. And it's like, no, there is no wink nod. So no. I thought it was weird that she went to Cam to say that. I didn't think Cam was buying it to begin with, but I just am curious.
Cam was not buying it. And then she threw her in anyway, which in the end, Cam got her skull. But I think Cam would have gotten her skull against anybody. I don't think it mattered who she would have gone against.
I believe that too. I just wonder if between the scene that we saw with her going into the room and asking and when she called her down there, I wonder like if there was any other discussion, which it seems like there had to have been, but then it also kind of seems like there wasn't, because then when Kyle was turned around and yells at him, you know, from the crater and was like, so when you looked me in the eye, like you just straight up lied to me. And they're both like dead faced. And they're just like, yep, yep.
Right.
And then in the confessional, Jay's like, I think I messed up. And we're like, you think? Like, I'm not saying don't make big moves, but like play them a little better. Like if anything, dump everything on Teresa. Like go to Kyle and be like, right before, and be like, it was all Teresa's plan, because you might not be paired up with Teresa forever. So if anything, just dump it on her and like keep it moving.
But that was his plan. I even like chimed into his little live after the show for a little bit, and he talked about how he wanted to be with Teresa to the end. Like he wanted to run that final with her. After running the mini final, he realized how good of an endurance she is, so he wanted her, and he knows that a lot of people don't want her.
Right, but that's
why he's stuck by her. I know, right. But that's not a very good game plan. No.
Yeah.
No. So he's basically putting all his trust in Teresa, which you should never do.
Which clearly when her first thing is like, let's backstab, which I'm not saying I'm for or against, but if that is your go-to thing right off the jump, I just don't see how that makes you be like, wow, I fully trust this person.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, you can like play along with it, but still no. Like, I feel like Devin, whether you are pro or anti-Devin, I feel like you can at least acknowledge the fact that he is very smart in like that aspect, you know, like, so he's like one of those players where whether you love him or you hate him, like you can at least acknowledge that like he's smart about it. I feel like Jay might need to take a little page from his book.
Well, this is Jay's second season. I think he still has a lot to learn, and he got kicked out pretty fast the first season.
Well, he went into what? It was like three or four eliminations back to back to back, and he won all of them, you know, beat CT. That was a huge thing. And then finally got voted off. But let's also not forget that it takes like an enormous amount of courage, maybe is the word, or it takes a lot for him to continuously go back to the challenge when like in his private life, his ex-girlfriend is obviously now dating Johnny Bananas, who's like the king of the challenge. So to always have this, and they don't really talk about it a lot on the show, which I feel like might be something that they probably like knit it, you know, in the fine
They actually did. I had Jay on last season and we chatted about that. And he said that Johnny Bananas really had no bad blood towards him. And Jay even like went straight up to him and was like, obviously there's nothing, I don't hate you. Maybe he still has a problem with Morgan. He didn't really speak on that
part.
But
other people, but like,
said, yeah.
I just can't imagine. It would be really tough for me to go into a situation and be like the basically shining star, again, whether you love him or hate him. Like,
he is the golden goose of the challenge.
Is like, so that's like a whole thing. It's obviously, it's not like super much on the show, but to always kind of have that be, you know, in the back. Yeah. So but kudos to him for obviously being attacked from the jump and still like going with it. So I'm like,
yeah. And I bet it is nicer probably this season to not have Bananas so he can be probably more himself and play the game and not have the like bad juju of, I don't know. Not that he really even came for him, but.
Right. I feel like it's just like it's like the elephant in the room. Like, he just like feels better. But like, honestly, Johnny Bananas is probably the worst of his problems because now this whole thing blew up in his face. So I'm very excited to see how this plans out.
I know. It wasn't the smartest move for Jay.
But that's what happens,
right? Smartest move for Teresa, for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think.
Literally.
But then it's guys probably next week, which we think, I guess it's true. We never actually know, but. Everyone is paired up right now, so everything's squared. So I guess it could go either way.
I'm sure it will be, but I got really excited when they went down to the crater and TJ was like, so women, what did he say? He was like, step aside. And they, for a split second, they thought it was the other way. Ashley's like flipping everyone off. And then he was like, to watch your ladies match. And she was like, oh.
I think he said like, get ready or something like that.
And for a split second, I was like, oh, Teresa.
But that would actually be really interesting to see Kyle against Corey. But I actually love them both. I don't want them to go home.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling that they weren't, like MTV wasn't going to do that because that would be basically the same exact replay as the very first elimination when it was CT and Wes because they thought it was going to be both of them going in and then it was like just the girls. So CT and Wes, like, both, you know, got off scot-free. So I was like, okay, we already did that once. They're not going to do it again. But no, I wasn't surprised that Cam won. I think they said this was her 11th elimination.
10.
10 she's won, one she's lost.
One loss, yeah.
I'm not surprised that she won, but I wouldn't say that I'm, like, not surprised that Ashley lost, you know? Like, I feel like it could have been even. The only reason why I was, like, lesser surprise that Ashley lost is just because she'd already lost one that season. I just feel like it wasn't her season. And I feel like, I just feel like it wasn't her season, but we'll see.
It wasn't million dollar Mitchell's season for sure.
She's got it. She's got the bag. It's cool.
She does. Oh yeah. I'm sure she's not that upset. She got the opportunity to come back. So, and you know, we'll always see her next season. So not worried.
We'll see her for the next 10 seasons. I'm sure. So
for sure. But someone who did end up leaving was Louise.
Yeah. I was nervous because you know how TJ is very vocal
about people quitting.
Yeah. So I was nervous. Like literally when it happened, I said to myself, oh, I was like, oh, TJ going to make it. It's going to get popping. Like he is about to be like, you know how I feel about quitters. I've heard it so many times. He hates it. But I think it was a very swift exit and they didn't really show like a whole too much. They showed the little thing about him being like triggered, kind of, you know, living with like a bunch of people, but they didn't show too much about it. But then when TJ had said, you know, your mental health is the most important, then I was like, okay, so this just isn't a matter of I'm tired, like I miss my, you know, significant other, like I'm bored, I don't want to be here. Clearly it was like deeper than that. So I was just nervous because I was like, oh my gosh, TJ is about to like talk about quitting. Like, he'd be like, anyone else want to quit? Like, you know, but I was like, okay, that's not the case. So I'm happy that he left to do what was best for him. But I was bummed because I enjoyed him on the show. So
Me too. I thought he was a good competitor. And, you know, I think him and Gabby worked really well together. He's the fourth person to leave on his own accord. But I watched the MTV after show and he was on it and he talked about not just with the triggering of growing up in a youth home. He also brought up how his wife is pregnant at home in LA alone with another kid and two dogs and he's all the way in Iceland. So he was just like freaking out that if anything happened to her, like he would not be there fast. Yeah. It would take him days to get there.
Right. Yeah, that's, I can imagine. I mean, I don't know though, at the same time, like I'm so for people advocating to take care of your mental health, but at the same time, it's like, well, you knew that going in. So maybe, you know, when you got there, and again, like I know that all of the competitors get time, like they're Zoom calls or FaceTimes or whatever they do, like with their significant others. So maybe while he was having those with her, she was expressing that it was a lot more difficult for her than she thought. And like, maybe there was like more that went into it, but I feel you have to know when you go into these shows, kind of what the gist is like, and that you're going to be like, it's not all of a sudden he realized once he got to Iceland, how far away Iceland was. So, but I am happy because if that was the best thing, then absolutely.
Exactly.
I am just bummed. Cause that's a lot of people that are leaving. So.
I know this season's crazy. Everyone's bouncing out of the challenge.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that it's unfortunate though, because so many of the people that have left are people that I feel like would make a super big impact.
Mm-hmm.
It's been Natalie, Nicole, Olivia. Mm-hmm. Am I missing anyone?
No. And then just Louis.
Yeah. And so I don't know. That's like a bummer. I feel like those are real, like actual important, not that everyone's not important, but people that would really make,
I think they were strong. They were strong competitors for sure.
So it's kind of a bummer. I'm like, really, like the kid from America's Got Talent, like couldn't have broke his shoulder. Like, are we kidding? I have so many thoughts about this. MTV, if you're listening, look,
they're not going to invite him back. Really don't think so.
This is my true thoughts. There have got to be more people from past seasons of the challenge, okay? Even if they're not willing from the jump, like throw them an extra paycheck or something. Like there have got to be enough people from past challenges or other MTV shows, like international or like from America.
Uh-huh.
There's no reason, unless you're doing it on purpose to like be diverse, like with networks, like pulling from other networks.
That's what I thought was cool. You know, they were pulling from AGT and WWE and all that stuff, you know.
I'm gonna write a strongly worded letter. Oh. We don't ever need to pull someone from America's Got Talent ever again. Pull from the streets of LA before you start pulling from we don't need it.
They usually like to have people on the show who have some type of following, you know, so it like brings viewers to the show, which is smart. It's tactical.
Right. But I just think that it makes sense in some aspects. Like when you bring people from The Amazing Race or Survivor, like those are similar enough shows to where you can cross over your audience from, say, a Survivor or an Amazing Race or things of that nature. Like that's an even switch. Like if I'm watching like Susie Q play the piano and juggle like bowling balls, that I'm probably not like, it's not the same. I get it. But at the same time, I was like, he's so misplaced. And then it made me mad that he kind of acted like he didn't want to be there. So I was like, okay, why did Olivia have to break her shoulder? Like, or her elbow.
I know.
So maybe no more America's Got Talent, but you know, who knows? Yeah. I think we're done with him, but yeah, I just feel like what would be so, so, so cool is that like, I don't know if this is the proper time to go into this, but I had this premonition. And again, if this ends up being a thing, we're going to bookmark this timestamp right here because I'm coming, like I said, for my 10%. If this turns into something, because you heard it here first, what would be so funny imagine a season where you just got rid, you literally got rid of all of the like rookies and you had like all vets, but not vets. Like you don't have to have like the Anissas, you know, and the Wesses, like not 15 challenge, just at least one other season. Like Jay would be considered a vet, right?
Right.
He's at least done a season. So just imagine that you started with like 16 or 18 or 20 or whatever, all vets, like at least everyone that's at least done a season. And then that way there wouldn't be this like rookie, you know, get picked off from the jump, like whether that's like a good tactic or whatever. But if you had all that and then MTV went into their little book of tricks and they got like six other like OGs, like people from like literally like Akina, like Kenny, like all of these people from like 2005 to
like
2007
beginning.
And got like,
yeah.
Yes. People that literally are of the same age and time as like Anissa and CT. Like Anissa is what, like I think in her like high 30s, CT I know just turned 40, like, and Johnny Bananas was also, and Wes was also on those seasons, and Jarrell was also on those seasons. Imagine if you got like Robin, Jody, like Evan, Kenny, Landon, like all of these kids from like the duel, like just like six or eight of them, right? Like I don't even know if that many of them would like want to do it, but imagine like Invasion of the Champs, but it was like Invasion of like the actual OGs. So now these OGs that have done like 8 seasons, and then imagine if like these cats from 2005 hop out the truck at like 40 years old and they like bomb and you're like, oh my God, like I'm not even a real OG.
These
like,
cats.
A real OG. And they come out and they're like, who's up? Like, let's get it. Let's go. And they brought back like all the old like eliminations from like that age. That would be so cool. And it'd be
that
so
would be
much
really
fun.
Cool. I feel like they might need prep though. I don't know how many of those people are in the shape that CT and Darrell and like Wes right. and Bananas are in, but right. I think that's a really good idea.
So fun because, okay. Also, if any of you OGs are out there listening, I'm not creepy, but Netflix just dropped 2 seasons of The Challenge from 2005 and 7, I think it is. It's Inferno and Duel. And I went back and watched them because they're super short. And I was like, oh my God, the nostalgia. It's like, it was killing me. I loved it. And I looked up some of them on social media just out of curiosity. And a lot of them literally have like 1,000 followers. And like a lot of them, it's like they're private or like, because at that time, social media was not the vehicle that it is. So mm-mm. while they might be well known, maybe where, you know, they were from because people watched the show, they didn't have like this immense social media following. And right. so they literally just look like average like people, aside from the few like CT West, you know, Bananas and
who've kind of made Anissa. It into a career.
Right. Those who didn't, that were on the show for maybe like three or five seasons, but didn't have that like following. They're just like average. I just think that would be so, so cool if they, because then you would have this dynamic, right? So like are the other OGs, like the CT, Anissa, West, Bananas, are they going to go with the OG OGs? Are they going to be with like the new age OGs? And then it's just like this like whole thing, right? And so, because I feel like the whole, like we're going to pick the rookies off from the jump is just like, so it just like is always how it goes.
But that's
not
even
saying.
What's been happening lately, though. The rookies yeah. have actually been in a lot of control the past 3 seasons, I would say.
Which is kind of mind-blowing, but I feel like the only reason that is the way that it is because there's such an overwhelming number
right.
of them.
Yeah.
And not saying that they, you know, wouldn't be successful otherwise, but I just find it so hard to believe that past challengers, like, don't want to do it again. Like, there are so many people that come to mind, I'm like, you know, where are Jenna and Zach? Like, what? I'm sorry, hello? Like, where is Shane? Where's Tony? Like, where are my people? Like,
well, Jenna was
go?
Just on last season. I think she's just taking a break because she left for her relationship. So that was a whole right. kind of a shit show.
What about my relationship, Jenna, with you? Hello?
I agree.
I've never left
the
you.
Holy Trinity. What happened?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I understand. I mean, you know, Kayla's off with her new man and they just moved
in London. I know.
I'm like, girl, please, I need you. I've come, don't do this to me. So just
she'll
like,
be back. I'm sure.
Yeah. We just need, MTV needs to rally the troops and be like, look, it's time to take one for the team. It's time to all get back together. Like, let's do it.
I agree. We're going to write up. Well, you should write this up and yes. send it to a PR person for sure.
It's going
to
be titled, This Is Why You'll Never Need Someone from America's Got Talent, and a plot line.
And then just like DM all the players and be like, look who I already have signed up, ready to go. Right. I did your job for you.
It would be fun. And I just, yeah, I think that'd be really fun because then I think it would be like very interesting. But you're totally right. I mean, I feel like it always seems like to pick off the rookies at first, but that hasn't really what's been happening. But I also hate that the rookie girls, and I hate kind of referring to them like that anyway, because I swear I'm going to be on the show one day and they're going to pull this clip and they're going to be like, remember when you called them the rookie girls and now you are one? LOL. I wish, fingers crossed. But I feel like they are so mad that like, they were so mad at Tori and they're just like so mad in general that everyone's like coming for them. And I'm like, but what do you expect? Whether it's, what do you expect? Like
you're new. And
I feel like that was like, I know this was the episode before, but when last week when you covered, you know, Tori getting voted off, mm-hmm. I was really surprised. And I also watched like one of the after shows where they were like, Tori, like, did you think that you were like super cocky this season? And I was like, wait, like, well, I was like, why is everyone coming for Tori? Like, because she was stating the obvious, like the obvious is to get out the first time player. So why all of a sudden is she mean and she's being a mean girl and she's like gunning for the rookies? Like she's literally stating the obvious.
Like, yeah. All right, Amber M. Now, it's just like, what's up with, she is kind of the core of this conversation of like picking on us and, oh, I'm so small and why are you picking on me? Okay, one, you are small. That's just a fact looking at you. Yeah. Like you're 5 feet tall or below. Like we know this just from staring at you. You don't have a lot of muscle on your body. Like that's just a fact. Not to
and
be
that's
mean.
Not mean. It's just,
but Tori wasn't even saying that. But I mean, right. When you have like a big, like muscle girl, and then she's like, okay, yeah, give me an easy win. Cause she's a vet. Who cares if she's paid some of her dues? Like that's just, I don't know, but it does seem like Amber M is in the middle of this circle that's revolving around her, and whoever she apparently wants out ends up getting out.
The reverse of that is like one of the smaller girls saying that they don't want to go up against Lolo. It's the exact same thing in the reverse. So right. Why is it that the and what I like, it's so stupid to call them bigger girls and smaller girls, but for the vet girls who are bigger, for lack of a better word, to say that they want a smaller girl is the same thing as Amber M being like, please don't put me in against Anissa or Lolo or Cam. It's the same exact thing in the reverse. So it's like, so I would love when the time comes around, hopefully she says something of that nature and someone will call her on it and be like, well, why was it okay for the bigger girls to not to get attacked for a smaller girl, but then you like, so, okay, great. Take out Lolo. Go for it, girl. Do your thing. Like,
I just want to see Amber M do something besides talk. Honestly, I just want to see her perform. She's got a lot of talk and I haven't seen any action that backs up that she's even a good competitor.
Well, I feel like she was really popular on her original show, which was Are You the One?
Which is fine. And that was a dating show. I actually did like her on that show.
Yeah, but like that's yes, I did as well. I just think that she's probably not used to like being singled out or picked on. So she's like taking it personal. She's like, so like really? Because I'm 5 foot? Well, yes, because you're 5 foot. Like I'm also short. Like if anyone would react the same way, and she's like taking it very personal. And so, yeah, but I don't know. I was a little, I wasn't into it, but I did appreciate how her and her partner came to the deliberation matching and the little yellow outfits. I was like, yes. I was like, please. I was like, yes, it's like a cover spread. I love it. So I was like, oh, that was funny.
Yes.
But, yeah, she was talking and I was just like, please stop talking.
I just want to see her do a little something. I know we did see her in the Daily Mission, the Smuggler Run, which was basically like a mini final, right? So were you surprised by anybody? It was a 5 mile race. The winners ended up getting 6,000, you know, they had to climb up over a wall, do a puzzle.
I thought the challenge was awesome. I thought it was kind of like a mini final.
What we love
endurance.
To see.
Yeah, I thought it was really fun. I was pretty surprised, like I think everyone was, that Lolo and Nam didn't do so well. I was pretty surprised by that. I did look into more, so I guess Lolo is like a sprinter. She's not a long distance runner, but I feel like they're both so athletic. So I was pretty surprised that they didn't do well.
I knew they weren't going to do so well because Lolo is very fiery. I don't know if you ever saw like Stars vs. Champ. She was on that season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she kind of takes everything personally, just sort of like Amber and we were talking about. She's like a fierce competitor. So if you're not up to her par, like I think she just gets angry. And obviously everyone reacts differently. And I think Nam was genuinely hurt that she was like yelling at him to do better, which made him do worse, I guess.
Right. I was surprised that they didn't do better, but
I think he also wasn't listening to her either. Like the way he was holding that thing, how was she supposed to run when he's like making her go sideways? I also thought that he was not holding it correctly.
Yeah, I think that there was just a communication error. And then she said that afterward and she was really upset. She was like, I was yelling at you, like, pick it up, pick it up. So I think in her mind, being like an Olympic athlete and she does team sports, I think that to her, that is interpreted as her being like
encouraging,
but to him she's like, why is she yelling at me? So there's like a disconnect there, and I hope they can work it out, but I feel like it might just be better for them to have different partners.
I think they need different partners.
And so that'll kind of like be interesting, but maybe still like look out for one another. But I'm so surprised that they haven't been, I'm surprised that they haven't been dominating challenges. And I'm surprised also that no one's been like also gunning for them, because to me, like maybe I'm blind, but to me, they are the two fittest people there,
mm-hmm.
you know, from like the naked eye. So I'm just confused why like no one is gunning.
They might be a little afraid to, mm-hmm. you know, because maybe, I mean, with Nam, he's super fit, but clearly he couldn't run that much. So I don't know. I mean, yeah. Everyone's got their downfall. So
I feel like they're so even tempered, though. Like, wouldn't you be more worried about going after like someone that's a hothead, like going after like Ashley, for example, that is going to come back like with a vengeance to like, or maybe throwing in someone like Lolo and then explaining to her afterward, like why you did it or like you got pressured and like, you know, like trying to sway.
I think Lolo would take it personal, whoever threw her in.
Yeah.
I don't think it would matter. I think she would be very upset, but yeah, that is a good point. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised by Jay and Teresa's win at all, or because they weren't in front until actually towards the end?
Yeah, I guess I was surprised because I wouldn't have, if you asked me at the very beginning, I probably wouldn't have picked them. So I guess I was surprised mm-hmm. in that aspect. But then after they won, I was like, okay, that's not too surprising because I feel like they're both good, but I don't know if I would have like picked them from the jump, I would say. So yeah, I was a little surprised, but then afterward I was like, okay, that makes sense. But I'm happy that they got it because it made for like a very interesting episode. I was like, yes, like I was basking. I was just over here like eating my popcorn. I was like, oh my gosh, like please.
I know.
And then at the end when she was like, there was a plan and it was executed. I was like, go off, girl. Go off.
I mean, she did. Yeah. She executed it perfectly to her liking. Yeah. And then Fessy and Anissa, though. I mean, we saw this coming with, I think Anissa deserves so much respect for what she can do in an elimination. But we all know that endurance is not her thing.
I am an Anissa stan. I love her. And I feel like I hate that she picked Fessy back because
me too.
He is so
rude. He was so selfish and rude to her. I was like, why would you want him back?
He says, when he basically dumps her to the curb, he says, someone's probably going to steal me from you anyway in the future. So I'm just going to go ahead and go with, you know, XYZ. Okay. What? One.
It's like it's like an ex douchebag boyfriend right there.
It's literally like going back to next. If he would have dropped me for a new player and then it was my chance to pick someone back, even if I wanted to be back with Fessy so bad as my partner, literally there's absolutely no way, like literally hell would freeze over before I ever picked him back because I would literally never, because he clearly doesn't want to be with you. It's like boosting his ego. Like, wow. Like she wants to, no, there's absolutely no way. There's just no way. So I hate that happened. He's like literally my least favorite player this season. Cause I just think that everyone lies and everyone is shady and everyone looks out for their own game. And I don't disagree with his comment about I'm playing the game for me and I'm looking out for me. I get that. I just think there's a better way to go about things if you actually mm-hmm. want to have actual relationships or friendships. But if you don't care about any of that, that's cool. Do what you got to do. But just don't, then just be upfront and be like, I'm sacrificing all of the friendships and relationships and whatever. Don't then be like, what do you mean? Like, why would I not take it? Like, don't do that.
That is going to hurt him down the line. And not even this season, but like future seasons that he wants to be on. Eventually he's going to need more alliances. It's not just going to be a single person game. And even then you could start getting voted, you know, like every season's mm-hmm. different. So you never know what's going to happen. And you try to, I feel like, piss off the least amount of people possible.
Or if you're going to piss someone off, like piss off the people that don't have a bunch of friends that can all like tag team on you. Like,
yeah.
Which is why I feel like it always tends to go toward the first time players because they don't have as much pool. But yeah, I don't know. I just think I think that was silly of him. And then looping back, I guess, to last night's episode, but silly of Teresa and Jay, because now like literally like Leroy's up there and he's like, oh, you gonna get it. And I'm like, oh yes, Leroy, like tell him, like, oh my gosh. Like also Leroy's my literal favorite ever. Like I I love him. So I was like, yeah, I was like, you tell him like you're coming for him. Like, absolutely. And I'm like, that could have been avoided, but yeah, I love
him. I know. I remember it. When I watched Leroy on The Real World before he even joined. And it's crazy to think that that was so long ago, but
was it Las Vegas?
Am I getting that right? Las Vegas. And he,
no, I love Leroy.
But a lot of them came to the challenge.
Yeah. Well, because originally, I guess the very, very first, like back in the early 2000s, it was called like the Real World Road Rules. And then it morphed into the challenge because originally it was all Real World cast members only. Mm-hmm. And then I guess it like, you know, morphed over time and somehow we are where
some
we are.
Challenge now, knowledge dropped on y'all.
Yes. So, yeah, it's only because I used to watch the challenge instead of doing anything productive when I was a young child. So
you were productive.
Yeah. Enough. Here I am talking about it.
Here we are. It got you here. Your dream. I'm just kidding.
I have dreamt about being on this podcast.
One person that I was a little shocked about where they placed was Casey. I think Casey is a really great competitor. I mean, she got second place last season. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She came in fifth with her partner. I just thought that they were going to do better.
Yeah, I was also hoping that an alligator was going to come out of the swamp and eat Casey during the challenge. Okay.
A stan?
No, I really don't like how everything went down last season with her and Bailey. I feel like I don't like anything about it. And whether or not she's right or she's lying or this is truthful or what, I just don't like the way that she approached it. I don't like people that make other people feel stupid.
And she
like,
did and kind of screw her over and then just threw away their friendship.
Yeah, I don't like how everything went down last season with the whole Bailey and Casey situation, which is why I'm not a stan. I do think that she is a really good competitor, and I think that she is really athletic, and I think that she is good at the game. I just personally am not – like, she is one of the people that I can 100% see getting to a final. I just don't particularly – I'm not rooting against her, but I'm not rooting – For her.
Just kind of wherever she lands is fine.
Wherever
with
she
you.
Lands, she lands. So if she keeps landing in fifth place, that's fine. I'm not losing any sleep over it.
All right. Copy that. Someone who I guess I forgot that Big T is not the best at challenges, you know, after her whole queen phase the other week. She came in 10th with CT, and I bet CT's thinking, okay, maybe I need to switch partners.
Yeah, I think that it's very fun to win, and I can't say that I totally blame Big T for acting the way she acted, because she probably was like, I don't know if this is ever going to happen again, so let me just like be in the moment.
Yeah, she had some fun with it.
She did, and I don't blame her, and I love that she is fun like that, but I think it was discouraging, especially since CT, like we saw CT last season, and I also love CT, he's like one of my favorites, but we saw him last season and he showed up this season and it looked like he, on his off time, he'd been doing a lot. So if I was like busting my ass, literally from last season to this season, I'm dropping weight, I'm lifting mm-hmm. weight, like I'm in it, I'm ready to go. I would be upset. But I don't think that – I think going into the challenge, he probably knew. Like, he probably was like, I'm just going to have to, like – she's not going to quit, and I might just have to, like, drag her along the best that I can. But I would probably – if I were CT, I would rather have someone that – I mean, I'd rather have someone that can do it and do it well. But if you aren't, I feel like you would rather have someone that is definitely 100% not going to quit and
That's
die before
true.
They quit than someone who might – So
give up. Right.
Which
is the ultimate no-no though. So
yeah. I was bummed for them, but I think that he'll switch partners. I'm sure I'm sure there's no way that he wouldn't, right?
We'll see.
The only reason I would think he wouldn't is if he was, you know, if he's like, I don't want to pair up with someone super strong and then the target is back on me. Like it's a really strong
team. He very maybe, much likes to fly under the radar.
Yeah. So maybe
and
he's like,
he always sort of just ends up in the final. Like he kind of just makes his way there.
Which I'm by
not really
because
he. Same. I mean, I think we all want CT to win. Like we would love an OG like him to win.
Just think about it. You've got some great photos on your phone, but what are you doing with them? If you don't have FreePrints yet, you've got to get it. FreePrints is a free app for iPhone and Android users that lets you print all the photos for free. You get 1,000 free 4x6 photo prints each year, and all you pay is a small shipping charge. You can even print photos at other sizes for next to nothing. All you have to do is select the photos you want to print, choose the sizes, and you are done. Your premium quality prints will arrive on your doorstep in just days. FreePrints is one of the world's favorite apps. Download it now at freeprints.com and start enjoying real, professional quality free prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints. Again, go to freeprints.com to get the app and your 1,000 free prints.
Okay, so this is something that I want to get your take on, because this little Gabby Fessy little love circle that is starting to form, how are we feeling about this? She says that her walls are very much up.
Yeah. So during the confessional, when she's talking about her walls and stuff, I was like, did I like sit on the remote? Did I turn on Dr. Phil? What just happened? Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's not a dating show. I get that there's a lot of romance, but in the time that Fessy has been there, he literally has goo-gooed over Tori. He's made out with Ashley, and now he's hitting on her. So, like, yeah, you're not in love. He is alone in this house, and he's trying to have some time. Like, I don't know. I just think it wouldn't be the best look. And I think that, especially after Fessy kind of made an ass out of himself with the whole Nelson elimination situation. I think that you can hold off for the few weeks that you're there. Hopefully it's, you know, a few and then some, but I think you can hold off from starting a blossoming romance. And if you're going to start a blossoming romance, like, why don't you start it with someone that can help you, you know? I don't know. I just think that I don't think it's super genuine, and not that I don't think that she's beautiful, and not that I don't think that he's attracted to her, but right. I just think it's convenient. And I think that,
also in a pandemic, who knows who he's been talking to, if talking to anyone, and now you're in a house with some pretty girls that you spend 24 hours a day with.
I think that they all had one too many glasses of rosé in their little igloo tent, and
I slightly hope she just toys a little and then like chops it.
That would be the best thing. That would be the best thing, to string him along, and you know, like, use it to her advantage. But when she was like, my guard is up, my okay, yes, girl, keep it up. Like,
you're right, right.
For Fessy, are we kidding? Like, no.
If he did that to his friends, what will he do to you?
Yeah, no. It, and he was making out with Ashley like 36 minutes prior. I'm like, I can't. Like, please. Like, and everyone that Fessy has had his eye on, i.e. Tori, i.e. Ashley, they're all not here. Left. So bad omens.
Cursed, yeah. Cursed.
Yeah,
stay away from the Fessy.
Yeah, I'd go no for that one.
Let's get into the elimination. I thought, you know, I know we sort of already talked about the Teresa thing, but I did, like, she did bring up a good point where Teresa has not gone in to get her skull, which I think these people should be focusing on a little bit more. Than just getting out other people. Like, this would have been a perfect opportunity for her, I think, to get a skull.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at how many people have not opted to go down there. I don't feel like it's the smartest thing to do. And I was not surprised. There was no way. I never, ever thought that Teresa was going to go down there from the jump. So I'm just not surprised about that. But I don't know. I think that...
Right, because I don't think the house would have voted the way she wanted. Like, I don't think they would have put in one of her little rookie friends in to go against her. But at some point, that is who she's going to have to go in against. There's no way, unless possibly it's a puzzle, that she can defeat Lolo or any of the other big girls.
I think, too, when you walk in there, I'm sure from the time they walk in to the time they get up there and they get set and the cameras start rolling, you have a few minutes to scope it out and see. And I can just imagine that your adrenaline would be, like, just going off and you'd be like, what is this? And how, like, is this how it works? And do you think I throw that through there? Like trying to figure it out to then decide. And I think something like that, where you see harnesses and rings and stuff, that is a little more blurred than like a hall brawl where you're like, okay, I clearly am not going to go against the house vote.
Right.
It's, you know, this person. So I think it's a little more blurred in that aspect, but I am excited to see someone finally be like, yep, I'm taking it. Like I'm doing it. Like the girls, like I really want a girl to do that. And I'm not surprised that Teresa didn't, because, but I think again, looping back to what I said at the jump, I think that Teresa knows that she's like going to be an option all the time. So she's like, well, while I'm here, I'm not going to throw myself because everyone's going to do that for me. So I might as well mm-hmm. like have some fun while I'm here and kind of like rock the boat a little bit, which is exactly what she did. And she succeeded in from beginning to end. So like props mm-hmm. to her.
Yeah. And then I know that poll thing for Cam and wow, Ashley, I almost yeah. wanted to call her Rachel for a second, just having a day.
Yeah.
But between her, Cam and Ashley, it was hard to see Ashley struggle so much.
Yeah, it sucked. But I think that what CT said in his confessional was totally true, that she was so upset and she was so mad and she was so focused on that mm-hmm. she kind of just like wigged out. And but she has done really well in the past when she's been really pissed and it kind of fuels her, but I think it's so like such a toss up. So I just think that was like a bummer, but yeah. And then I think going into it too, against someone like Cam, where you know that she's like essentially almost undefeated. So it's like, that just doesn't like sit well either. So that was also kind of a bummer for her, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then, you know, she went home a second time. Poor Ashley.
Poor Ashley.
And now Cam's going to be coming for Jay, which is a guy's week, probably next week.
Yeah. Cam's going to be coming for Jay. So is Leroy. So is everyone that's friends
Kyle.
With him. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So.
But at the same time, I don't know, because Jay does pretty well in eliminations as well. So.
Yeah.
If he does go in, it'll be interesting. I almost kind of predict, who knows, but I mean, we still have some grudges against Fessy. So they might be taking yeah. shots at Fessy. And who wants to go against Fessy? Who, like, I don't know. Who do you think would they try to put in, if not Jay, Fessy? And then who would take out Fessy? Or do you think they're just going to let him keep playing the game?
I don't know. I feel like they would try to throw in maybe like, and maybe like a Darrell and Fessy, or maybe like Corey might be like, I want to do Fessy in like Nelson's honor, you know, one of those type things. Maybe Josh, they would want to do that, even though Josh is like, I want to go in and I want to beat everyone. And then you're like, okay, Josh, here you go. And he's like, wait, I'm kidding.
Wink, like, wink, don't put me in.
Wink, wink, snap, like twirl. And we're like, what? What happened? So I don't know. I think any of them, but I think it'll be interesting. I think that everyone's going to be like really heated and they're going to like want to come for Jay also. But I feel like in general, it kind of depends maybe on how the next challenge goes, because if they bomb it or whatever. But this is why it's so silly, because all of this could just be avoided. And if you just got out all of the people, again, all of the rookies from the jump, which I'm not necessarily saying I'm always for that, but if that was how it kind of went, like, you guys could at least save a few weeks of being in the situation that you're in and then kind of go for it. But it makes sense, because sometimes if that's the route that you go, like Teresa's thinking, if we just go with all of the rookies, then by the time it gets down to all of the vets, I'm going to be at the bottom of that totem pole. But I just found it curious how quickly she, but that's why it's called double agents, right? Because she is a vet. And then she wants to like be with the rookie girls too. And fortunately, the rookie girls are mostly paired up with strong guys at the moment. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the name of the game, literally. But I just think that the vet girls that she's turning on are going to do more damage to her than the rookie girls would. But I don't think that it's totally unwarranted, because of all the vet girls, she's probably at the bottom of that list anyway. So it's like the lesser of two evils at that point. So,
right. And plus, I think she came in with not that many ties. Yeah, she's a vet, but she has been on in a couple seasons, and she doesn't really know a lot of the vets that are there, I think, mm-hmm. besides really Anissa and some of the guys, but.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with how she has done it, because everything that she has set out to do has been successful at this point. I just hate that she did that to Cam, because I really like Cam. So mm-hmm. yeah, I really like Cam because I like Cam, but I love Cam and Leroy I just want them to win like $1 billion. They're my favorite.
I know. So. And I feel like it's Cam's time to win. Like yeah. it is her time. I want to see her go to a final, and
I envision her in this final. I really do. I really do.
I think she's got the alliance, and obviously she kills it. Now she has a skull. So mm-hmm. I definitely see her in there. Who are your favorite players this season? So like who we have left?
Yeah. So who we have left
besides Cam and Leroy?
Obviously, if anyone's audio cut out, Cam and Leroy, I love. I also love CT just because I feel like that's an easy answer, but I literally have been watching CT since he was like 20 years old.
When he was crazy.
When he was insane. Like I remember I had like the biggest crush on him when I was in high school, and I was like, older boys. yeah. So I just have like watched him like, you know, forever. And I've just been watching him for so long. And when DM was on the show and they mm-hmm. did that whole thing, that was like one of my favorite parts of the challenge ever. So I'm a really big CT fan. And then I will say I like Kyle and I like Jay. And I like Devin. I like a lot of them, but I would probably say my like favorites are probably CT and Leroy. And then if I had to pick someone that was like, those are my favorite like vets. And then if I had to pick mm-hmm. like a more newbie ish, I would probably say Jay.
Okay. Any girls besides Cam?
Yeah. So Cam, I love Cam. Girls that are left, I love Anissa too. I really do. Like, I've also watched her like forever and ever. And I guess the only vets that are there after, I'm really not a fan of like any of the rookie girls because I just really don't know them.
I was going to say, are you liking any of them? Like, I think not really. Gabby's not too bad. I do like Gabby, although Gabby's I did love her. I loved her on Love Island, so mm-hmm. I think I just like her as a person.
Yeah, Gabby's not bad, but I haven't really seen her like do anything. And I have to put the subtitles mm-hmm. on when she talks, and that's annoying because I don't ever know what she's saying. So
yeah, she's got a thick accent.
Yeah, and then Little Amber is just like running around because she's upset because people are mean to her. And then Big Amber, I don't even think
she's
said anything all season.
She's pretty quiet. Yeah,
I really haven't seen her at all.
Very low key.
Yeah, and then I guess, and then Big T is fine. Like I'm, you know, whatever.
I really wouldn't consider her a rookie anymore.
I wouldn't necessarily consider her like a vet either. I feel like
maybe, yeah, she's in that middle space.
She's in that middle section. So I guess. And I'm really not a big Casey fan. And Lolo, you know, is fine too. So I guess that leaves us with, yeah. And then Ashley went home. And then other than that, we have like Nani and Teresa. That's what I would say. I would say probably CT, Leroy, honorable mention for Jay, and then Anissa and Cam.
Okay. We're here.
Are you the same or are they different?
So I also really like Cam. She's killer Cam. She's great. I actually really like Ashley. You know, I think she's a girl's girl, and she is pretty loyal, I think, to the close friends that she has. And she's a boss in the competition. So I don't know. I do like her. Sometimes her hot-headed can put her in the wrong arena. But
I feel that.
I like her. Obviously, CT. I mean, I think we've all just grown to love CT so much. If you have like watched him over the years, just like grow up into an adult. It's just like, he's such a different person now. But also he's just been so funny this season, like his little comments.
He's so funny.
He's just like such a zaddy. And I would want to be on CT's team. Like if I could be on anyone, I would definitely be on his team. I feel like he's so encouraging and
love it. Yeah.
Oh, I love Corey actually too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he used to kind of suck a little bit. Like not on the competition, but I think just slightly as a person on the competition.
Right. Yeah.
But I think he's definitely grown up with like having kids, and now he's with Taylor, and I don't know. I just see him playing a little bit more of an honest game.
Yes, I agree, because I think he honestly needs that money now that Taylor and MTV ain't having lunch together anymore. So
no.
I think that too. I think that he was very like, you know, like a player and this, that, and the other. And I have grown to like him over the challenges. And I like him too.
Who is the MVP of this past week's episode for you?
Oh my gosh. Should I say it?
Say it.
I mean, it was Teresa.
Yes.
Yes. It really was.
I mean, she executed it beautifully.
She really was. And at first I was like, ooh, girl. Like, I was like, I don't know how I feel about it. I was having mixed emotions. But yeah, I think that she really was the MVP of the episode. I just think that she had a plan. She executed it. I think that it shocked everyone. I think it was super – it was a controversial decision. I think it's setting up there to be a lot more tea in future episodes and things like that. But I think from beginning to end, she won the challenge. She had a plan. She got the House vote to vote the way that she wanted. I mean, and then she threw down who she wanted, and she wanted, like, she didn't, it's not like she wanted Cam to go home, you know, particularly. She wanted Ashley to go home, and, you know, I'm sure she would have been happy either way, but like from beginning to end, I mean, she just won everything and did everything that she said she was going to do. So she was my MVP, even though I hate, let me disclaimer, asterisk, Cam, if you're watching, if you're listening, I love you. I'm not happy that she threw Cam in. I am not happy about that, but I think she was, I'm going to go most valuable Teresa.
Oh yeah, I think so too. And honestly, I mean, Cam didn't even really seem that mad, because I think she's just so confident in herself and her abilities that I don't think it mattered. It was almost like a thank you, but also, yeah, she didn't do what she said she was going to do to Cam. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what she's more upset about. Like, you came, lied to my face, so now I'm coming for you.
And I think too, like, I can only imagine if I was in that situation, and I would do my absolute very best to remain so calm and level-headed, because all I would want more than anything in the world, I wouldn't even be thinking, I'd be like, gold skull who? All I would be thinking about was winning, so I could literally go back in there and make Teresa's life a living hell. That's all I'd be thinking about. So I wouldn't even be thinking about, oh my gosh, the elimination. Oh, I would literally only be thinking about that, because that's all I would want to do, is center Zen mindfulness. Get it, make it happen, because I want to go back and be like, well, this was a really great plan for all of 10 minutes. Thank you, Teresa. So that's what I would do.
Real quick, who do you think is going to make it to this final? We're about like halfway in.
Yeah. So yeah. This is a tough one, because who I think is going to make it versus who I want to make it, there's a little bit of like crossover.
I would say use your best challenge mind.
I think
let's do like what, 4 and 4 probably.
Four and four. Okay, great.
4 and 4 will probably make it to the final.
Okay. This is I feel like I'm like predicting this in my 8-ball. I'm like, you know, manifesting the future.
You're seeing it with everything that's happened so far.
Okay, I'm going to go in the final 4 guys. I think it is going to be CT.
Okay.
Leroy. Because I
hope.
Have to.
I think I so.
And I'm going to go Nam.
Oh, okay.
Controversial, but I feel like it has to be. I feel like he's going to fly under the radar this like whole entire season. Like, truly. And then let's go Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I like that. Yeah.
Hey guys. Yeah, that's what I'm manifesting that. And that's like kind of, I really think that Kyle has a shot, and he's been to finals before, and I think that he performs really well, and he already
He really, like, it honestly, it doesn't shock me anymore, but it still shocks me how well Kyle performs.
Yeah, and I feel like people are like, well,
this, he's a do or die type of person, though, I feel like.
And I feel like Nam is just going to skate through to the end, kind of, not escape, not that, I feel like he's like the turbo of this season, where people are like afraid, but not totally gunning, you know, and, but kind of the opposite of turbo, because he's been like so level-headed, and he's not really winning any, if he was like winning every challenge, they'd be like, okay, but he's not really winning, and I feel like eventually he's going to get thrown down there, and it's going to be like pole wrestle or something, where he's just like,
they have to give him a physical, crazy challenge.
Yeah. Like, you know, they're not going to get him.
Pull the circle from, pull the ring from the other person's hand. Like,
yeah,
they can't waste a puzzle on him.
Mm-hmm. So but I think that.
I feel like we have yet to see a puzzle.
Yeah, it's coming. Really. I really hope that the next, I hope the next episode or next, like in the next one or two is trivia. Cause it's TJ's favorite. It's my favorite. It's so
funny. I know. I love it.
Funny. And I think it'd be so hilarious because I can just imagine what some of the people would say. And so I hope that trivia is coming up soon. And that could be like, that's one of those that could be like literally any, and then watch Nam. They're like, what's the square root of da da da? And he's like a calculator or something.
He's like a mechanical engineer or something.
He didn't do too well with this.
No, he didn't.
He didn't, but maybe he'll redeem himself with like,
maybe he just needs a new partner. Someone who doesn't yell at him.
I think he was flustered.
Okay. Let's go back to the girls though, real quick.
Yeah. I'm going to go Cam because I have to. I'm going to go Casey because not because I want to, but I just think she's great. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go Cam, Casey. I don't think Lolo is going to make it. I don't know. I just don't envision that. I really don't. I don't think Nani's going to make it because she just doesn't ever. And I don't think Teresa's going to make it because I think that people are going to totally gun for her now. Oh, I don't know. Maybe like,
think a rookie's gonna skate by.
Maybe like, so maybe we'll go Cam, Casey, Gabby, for you, and then
thank
maybe
Big you,
Amber. And then maybe Big Amber.
Yeah, she might just skate on by because everyone's just overlooking because they got so I many.
Yeah, they're like, does she have her own igloo? Like, where is she? I'm confused. Where does she go?
Who does she talk to? Who does she hang out with? But also her and Darrell are pretty under the radar as a team.
I think that's what they're going for. I think that's what I'm thinking.
Those are good ones. Good ones.
Yeah.
Good
I would love if like we just threw everyone for a loop. Like I would love to see Devin in the final. I don't know that I can like foresee that, but I would like love if it was that. Imagine it's
I love absolutely- Devin. I don't think he would make it very far in a final, but I would love to see him in one.
Yeah, I feel like this would be so cool if I got some of them right, but watch it be like it's Josh, Jay, Michi, and all like
no way Michi's making it to a final. I'm sorry, Michi. Yeah, we like you, but I still don't understand what Michi is about, who he is as a person, what he brings to the challenge.
Yeah, we're not sure. All we know is that we like him because he did not come from America's Got Talent. So he's already got a notch up in my book. But yeah, that's my like kind of prediction for like the 4 and 4.
Yeah. I love it.
At this present moment. Yeah. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
We will just have to wait.
I will literally go buy a lottery ticket if I got all of those right. I mean,
I think you should because they're.
I'm talking about it as if it hasn't already happened. I'm like, I'm manifesting it. I'm like, but I know it's been.
It hasn't happened in our minds yet.
Right. Yeah. But I'm going to.
No spoilers. I've never looked at a spoiler in my life for this show.
Neither have I. And the funniest thing, if you ask anybody that knows me, I am incapable of watching shows and movies for the most part without
a spoiler, like you read into them.
I would say it's more so movies than shows, but I'm literally incapable. When I get invested, I get so invested that I have to Google like what's going to happen next because the anticipation kills me. Like I Google the end of movies. I read like
wait,
the last chapter.
What? I'm sorry. Google the end of movies and you read the last chapter when reading a book?
I read the last chapter of the book first. I Google the ends of movies literally before I even start them. If I'm watching a TV show and I'm like invested, And I'm like, oh my God, something's about to happen. I have to pause the show. I have to look up what's about to happen. And then I can watch it. The anticipation, I'm getting emotional.
Oh my gosh, Jordan.
It drives everyone around me insane because I pause. It takes me 2 hours to watch like a 45 minute show because I pause it so many times. Everyone that I watch shows with are like, I don't even know what's going on because you pause it 62 times. I'm like, the anxiety, I'm incapable, but literally I've never looked up any spoilers of the challenge literally ever. It's just like the one outlier show that I can't because I feel like I would be doing it a disservice because it's just a part of me. And so I just never have, but anything else, I mean, and it's funny because people sometimes will talk about shows and I'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. And they're like, right? Like, I'm like, how long did it take you to finish? I was like, well, I haven't actually started yet, but I know that happened.
You're like, well, I knew about that.
I'm like, but I know, I just know that happens. Yeah, it's just, you know.
Wow, you are a rare one.
Wouldn't that be the truest thing we've said on this show? Yeah, so, but I don't look up the spoilers from this, so I don't know. But I hope that I'm right. I hope that we're right. I hope that your girl Gabby gets it on and popping.
I mean, let's go Gabby. I just have this thing for her. I don't know what it is. I think I just want to be her friend, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I
just want to hang out with Gabby. So Gabby, if you're listening.
If you're out there, come on.
Let's grab a drink when we can go out again.
Exactly. No, that's fun. I agree with that. I feel like my favorite people are the people that I in real life would be like, yes.
Yeah.
Let's be
no, friends. Yeah. Well, I mean, you have your favorites and then you have the people where you're like, I like you and I would hang out with you outside the house.
Yeah, exactly. They're like more like real people. Like if I ever saw CT in real life, I'd be like, are you like a sim? Like, are you real? What's happening? But if I saw like Gabby and Amber, like I'd be like, oh my God, like you're real. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah. I've actually never, not that I'm not surprised, but because I feel not all these people live in LA. But I've never, ever ran into anybody from the show or even like seen them at an event or I don't know. Cause I feel like, I don't know how long you've lived in LA, but I lived there for a couple of years and I feel like you start seeing the same people.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've never seen anyone from the challenge either. I've lived here for a little over 2 years now. And I've never seen anyone.
Any predictions you got for next week?
So I would say my predictions for next week are, Josh cries because there's no way he doesn't.
Josh cries so almost every episode.
Yeah. So I'm going to say Josh is going to cry next episode. I'm going to say maybe Fessy and Corey get into another little spat. And I think that next week, my prediction is going to be this might be the first. Like, I think that we're going to get, like, our rookie elimination underway. I think that it's, like, about time.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. Good predictions. I love it.
Yeah.
My prediction is I do think they're going to – try and put Fessy down there. I think from Corey's point of view. Also, I mean, it would be a good game for the guys to get rid of him. So I don't know. And I think they might just throw whoever down there just to do it. Because I feel most of the guys are all pretty strong. So I don't know. You know, I think it would probably be a win-win either way. And everyone's already pissed at Fessy. So what's the downfall of throwing him down there? And like you were mentioning earlier, maybe it'll be a puzzle or something like that that would trip up Fessy.
That could be a thing too because I really think it's going to be like the rookies thing. But like Nam is a rookie. So maybe they'll be like, let's have the
throw Nam against Fessy.
That could be an interesting
I like
thing.
That idea. I like what you just brought to the table.
I'm manifesting, can I say. Yeah, I think that could be a thing because then it's like it's an out either way.
Right. Know? Yeah. No harm, no foul.
Yeah. So that could be a thing. I want trivia. I just really want trivia.
For the main challenge.
Yes.
I think it's time.
It is time. I'm so ready for it. I really am. I'm so ready for trivia. So
agreed.
I am predicting, maybe not next episode, but the one after, I'm predicting. Like
Trudy, the next couple has to come soon.
It needs to be coming for sure.
Well, Jordan, it's been so fun having you on the podcast. Thank you so much for coming on, and tell people where they can find you, follow you, and your own podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I had a lot of fun. I always love talking about the show. I also have a show on the Believe Network. It's Believe in Everything Ole Miss. So if you're an Ole Miss fan, a football fan, I cover all of the athletics. So I'm also on the Believe Network. You can just go and search my name or Ole Miss, and there I will be. It is not as exciting as the Challenge podcast, but if you're an avid Rebel fan, then it is. So I just finished talking about the football season. We're moving into baseball. So yeah, if you're a sports fan, it's a fun one. If you're like an SEC fan or an Ole Miss fan, I'm definitely there. And so, yeah, but I had so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Follow the Believe in the Challenge podcast. Like, subscribe, give us a rating, 5 stars, because you love hearing us talk about the challenge and all our thoughts and opinions. And if you want to talk more about the challenge, follow me on Instagram at KittyWalski_. I love chatting with you guys. Be sure to tune in next week. It'll be another great week of the challenge.